Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a daily podcast about space science and tech. And I'm your host, Will Walden. This episode is going to be about Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Well, not about him, but it's about his space startup, Blue Origin. So Blue Origin has some pretty big rockets so far. And pretty soon, this is Tuesday, this is going to happen tomorrow morning, they will be doing a test flight of New Shepard, the suborbital spacecraft, which will have on it a really special cargo. And this is a test flight, so it's not going to go into space and launch to another planet or to the moon or anything like that. This is suborbital, and it will have a cargo that will have thousands of postcards that have been gathered through its own educational program known as the Club for the Future. So these are postcards that are all positive postcards, and they will be going up to, going up into the air with this spacecraft. So it's going to go to space and back. This is the 12th New Shepard test mission, and it will be the 100th commercial payload to space and back. This is going to be happening at 6 a.m. Pacific time Tuesday. And it depends on, what happens with the weather. Possibly if there's high winds, if there's, the outlook isn't so great, they might bump it a little bit. But Blue Origin is going to be covering this event. And also, if you go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/spacenewspod, I'll be doing analysis before, during, and after the flight. And also, you can see that after the flight actually happens, because I'll be doing a live. So you can check it out at youtube.com/spacenewspod. So they will be sending these into the sky. Okay, they're from 22 countries. And he said he's seen the messages and they are so hopeful and inspiring. That's what Jeff Bezos said. And they'll go up to space and come back down on New Shepard. Then they'll be mailed back to their original senders, which is pretty cool. So you make a postcard, you make a lovely, beautiful letter that will be sent to space. And then it comes back to you. So now you have a postcard that's been to space. Not many people have things that have gone to space and back. People pay big, big money for things that have flown on the space shuttle, things that have flown to the International Space Station, or just, somebody's patch from a mission. I'll spend thousands of dollars for that. But this is a service that Blue Origin made available for free to people. And they will be sending them up to space and back down. So there's going to be a lot of kids that are going to be really, really inspired by these postcards that they have sent up into space and back. Like, how cool is that? Always keep that stuff, kids. If you're listening to this, if you're one of those people with all those postcards, keep it forever, because it's one of, it's one of a kind. It's a pretty cool thing. And the upcoming flight tests. Okay, so it's not just about the postcards. New Shepard is working on reusable propulsion module and a crew capsule, because in the future, they want to have people on board these rockets. The most recent trip was uncrewed, but in the future, they want to be able to send people up into space who will pay for it, right? They want to start carrying people to heights beyond 62 miles by next year. Okay, 62 miles up. That's 100 kilometers. That's space, man. And the first flight of people will be, hopefully, next year, and it will be by Blue Origin staffers. Paying customers and passengers will follow those Blue Origin staffers. They have to test it. They have to make sure that everything works and that it's comfortable and people will be happy with their experience. It's going to be crazy because you're launching yourself on a giant rocket and it's going to be hectic. There's going to be a lot of G's involved. So these test pilots from Blue Origin are going to make sure that everything's okay. And they'll be doing that next year. So don't really know how much it's going to cost. but it's going to be around the range of hundreds of thousands of dollars to start. So, you know, first adopters, it's going to cost you a lot of money. It's not going to be like you can pay a couple $1,000 and get on a rocket and go to space. This is a really, really expensive flight. So I'm not going to be able to pay for it. You know, hey, Jeff, if you got a free ticket, I will gladly cover it for the podcast and for the YouTube channel. So I will go to space for you. I'll be a test pilot. I think that'd be rad. So I'm just saying, man, that would be really awesome. So that's it for Blue Origin. I'm going to be there live tomorrow morning at 8:30. Is that what it is? 8:30 a.m. Central Time. That's 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time. So I'm going to be there. I'm going to be watching the show and also commentating, also hosting, and also answering questions and just hanging out with everybody. So if you want to come hang out, youtube.com/spacenewspod. And I'll also have a complete write up of it afterwards for this podcast. So thank you so much for everybody who's been checking out the show. I do appreciate your support. And I do appreciate your time. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.